As far as the experts know, our universe was formed 15,000 million years ago in the Big Bang. This produced all the gas and energy from which stars and planets have subsequently formed. Our solar system, however, is much younger, and we know this because of the study of planetary geology, a subject that Ian Crawford teaches at Birkbeck College in London.
Our solar system formed much later than the Big Bang. The universe is about 15,000 million years old, and our solar system is about 5,000 million years old. So in the intervening 10,000 million years, a lot of the chemical elements from which planets such as the Earth and ourselves are made were first produced in stars, ejected out into space, into large clouds, interstellar gas clouds, which then one of them, R1, collapsed under gravity to produce the Sun and the planets which orbit it.
Why isn't it happening again, and why isn't our solar system maybe disappearing or joining with another one or something?
Oh, it probably is happening again. Solar systems are probably being formed at any given time. Many solar systems are being formed within the galaxy. It's just that our particular solar system is 4,500 million years old. And in due course, our solar system will cease to exist once the Sun comes to the end of its lifetime. But currently we're only halfway through, so we've got at least 4,500, maybe 5,000 million years still to go of history in our solar system.
It almost seems mind-boggling that we can work this out. So where do we get that information from?
Oh, the information comes from many sources. The age of the solar system in particular is well constrained by dating the oldest rocks and the oldest meteorites we have, which we can date because of natural radioactive isotopes, atoms within these meteorites, such as uranium and thorium, potassium, some others, are naturally radioactive. And as they're radioactive, they decay into different atoms. So by measuring the proportion that is left of a radioactive atom, it's possible to determine how long it's been decaying within a given rock. And this is how geologists date rocks. And it's ultimately how we can tell the ages of the planets in our solar system.
And what else can the geology tell us about what the planets were like in the past?
I think this is the great strength of planetary geology. The Earth is a very dynamic planet. It's got an atmosphere, it's got water, it's geologically very active. So it's got a very young surface. The planet is 4,500 million years old, like all the others, but its surface is very young because it has many processes that resurface it and modify it. Now, the other planets, they're less active, so they've preserved more from their early history. And the Moon is a very good case in point. The Moon is the same age as the Earth, but its surface is billions of years old. The Moon is a small planet. It ran out of heat billions of years ago, and literally nothing has happened to it for 3,000 million years. And what you see preserves the surface of a terrestrial planet 3,000 to 4,000 million years ago, essentially frozen in time. So the Moon is covered in meteorite craters, and the Earth is not. And yet we know that the Earth must have been hit by as many meteorites as the Moon, because they're in the same part of space, and in fact more, because the Earth is bigger and has more gravity, would have attracted more meteorites. So the fact that we're not covered in meteorite craters and the Moon is because the Earth is very efficient at removing meteorite craters, filling them in, eroding them away. So by looking at the Moon, we have a glimpse of the early history of our planet. 3,000 to 4,000 million years ago, our planet also would have been peppered with craters. So this is an example of how looking at another planet can provide a glimpse into the past of our own planet, which our own planet has lost.
And how can it also give us a glimpse into what might happen to us and our planet in the future?
That's slightly more difficult to address because the Earth is quite a large terrestrial planet. Well, in fact, it's the largest. Venus is slightly smaller. Mars is somewhat smaller. The Moon and Mercury are much smaller. So those planets have, in a sense, frozen their histories at different fractions of the age of the solar system ago. Planetary geology in itself probably can't predict the future of the Earth, except, of course, since we've learnt that smaller planets have lost their heat and started to shut down their geological activity earlier on, we can infer that the Earth, too, is gradually losing heat. So billions of years' time, it will be geologically less active than it is now. I think we can, on the basis of planetary geology, make that prediction. Although the ultimate fate of the solar system, astrophysics tells us about that because it hinges on the fate of the Sun, how the Sun will evolve. That's an astrophysical problem rather than a geological one.
That's Ian Crawford from Birkbeck College.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.